This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number two, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Now then, first things first, I'd like to welcome WNAE, 1310 AM in Warren, Pennsylvania. They have joined the Lock and Load lineup. Thanks, guys, for taking the time to give it a listen. Also, KCAT in Andrews, Texas. That's pretty cool, too. So, two new affiliates for Lock and Load. I dig that. I dig having more people with me. Did anybody give any credence to the Mayan calendar? Huh? Because they did not have a lock on failing to predict the apocalypse. The Democrats have that lock. They are the ones that have predict an apocalypse every time Trump turns around. From the moment he hit 270 electoral votes through net neutrality repeal and tax cuts, they have predicted that the world would end. Ever since the day Democrats reached out, I've been watching all of their hilarious reactions, which are so filled with hyperbole, to every Trump tweet, every piece of lint that flutters through the Oval Office. Democrat reaction to every single move by the Trump administration amounts to we are all going to die. It reminds me of that movie, the last movie that Lindsay Lohan made that was any good, Mean Girls, with a gym teacher. Every time, you know, if you didn't wash your hands, you were going to catch chlamydia and die. Do you remember that mass deportation of Mexicans? Oh, yeah, that didn't happen. They said that was going to happen. Yet we are all going to die. It doesn't matter where you're at. If you're one in Wackyfornia right now and you're one of those Democrats there, they're telling everybody that their maids and nannies are terrified they're going to be rounded up because Trump was a racist. Do you remember the mass deportation of Muslims? Nah, neither do I. Yet, we're all going to die. And during the March of the Week spectacular that occurred early in 2017, the Democrats clogged protests to protest the 90-day visa hold, a policy enacted merely to ensure the safety of Americans. Do you remember how Trump's election empowered the hate groups to go and beat innocent minorities and that we were all going to die? Nah, I don't either. What I do remember is the leftist group Antifa, whose very name epitomizes the phrase unintended irony, beating the crap out of innocent Americans and starting riots every chance they got, but usually to shut down free speech. It was so bad in Berkeley that even the Washington Post couldn't ignore that truth. Do you remember how Trump is Hitler and Steve Bannon is a white nationalist and that we're all going to die? Neither do I. I never quite understood how Trump could be Hitler given his staunch support of Israel and having the courage to do what no other president did by acknowledging Jerusalem as Israel's capital. And meanwhile, the left remains determined to divide the country via their precious identity politics. Do you remember how we were all going to lose our health care and literally we were all going to die? Neither do I. The spineless should be Democrats or Republicans, whatever you want to call them. They could get their act together and repeal and replace Obamacare. They did manage to do the right thing and repeal the requirement forcing Americans Americans to buy a product, but they were, you know, the Democrats were terrified that their heavily subsidized health insurance would be taken away, leaving them wandering the streets cold and hungry, begging for change to afford health care. Do you remember how the Dow futures tanked the night of the election and the stock market was going to crash and that we were all going to die? Neither do I. And if you are in the stock market, well, you're probably laying back in a bed of money from the 2017 23% increase in the S&P 500. Do you remember how Trump was going to blow us up all up in a nuclear war with the North Koreans, and that this time we most certainly were all going to die? Neither do I. What I do recall is that this is the first president in a generation not caving to the little extortion specialist that is dictator Weevil, while making it clear to the entire world that America will fight strength with strength and that President Apology Bow to His Betters is no longer in charge. In the beginning, I wasn't a Trump supporter. I can happily tell you that I am today. He makes some bobbles, without a doubt. He makes some bobbles. But, you know, he's trying to keep his promises. He kept his promise to Ted Cruz and nominated a proper textualist to the Supreme Court. Signed a monumental tax law, which, if corporations behave as I expect, should result in hundreds of billions of dollars being poured into the economy via capital spending and increased shareholder dividends. He's strong on Israel, the only democracy in the Middle East, and a lifelong friend and ally of the United States. He recognized Jerusalem. Nikki Haley's out there taking away $285 million from the UN. There have been no chemical weapons used in Syria since the U.S. cruise missile attack in April, demonstrating the weakness of Obama's red line policy. ISIS is getting dealt with. Trump got Saudi Arabia to back off its goods blockade to Yemen, which was dealing with a humanitarian crisis. And Americans have put their confidence behind the president in regards to the economy and the Consumer Confidence Index, the Manufacturing Index, the Industrial Production Index, construction spending, e-commerce, retail sales, real manufacturing and trade industry sales, and countless other metrics. They are all going up. All based on optimism. Very little policy has actually been implemented. GDP growth in a non-crisis or recovery economy is where it should be, 3.2%. But the biggest win, without a doubt, is constantly exposing fake news. The utterly lie-through-their-teeth news media has been repeatedly disgraced. They aren't even pretending to be partial, impartial, whatever you want to call them, anymore, objective. Never in American history has the media been as transparently partisan, and they are paying for it. While they're sitting around saying, well, you know, we are the media. Yeah, but nobody's listening to you. Finally, normal Americans have somebody who doesn't look down their nose at them. You could argue that Trump is unpredictable and inexperienced, and he's made plenty of errors. You might even want to say the White House internally may be a bit of a disaster. And from time to time, maybe that holds water. But Trump is what the average American needs. The average American needed somebody that was going to go to the mat, that was going to fight the whole way, that doesn't care what anybody thinks. Trump doesn't need the money that he's going to make from government. He already has more money than he knows what to do with. His empire still continues to grow while he is in the Oval Office. It'll be interesting to see what he does when he gives up the Oval Office. I wonder if he'll even take the Secret Service protection without paying for it himself. It'll be interesting to see. As for the Democrats, well, their world has ended. It is in a shambles. And for the rest of America, we're just getting started. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Okay. I don't know. I don't know how many people in my audience have young children, but I need to have a talk with you. Okay. Now, I am a YouTuber. I am a YouTuber in the sense that I'm a radio broadcaster first, a YouTuber second. There's a lot of people that are YouTubers primarily and only. and they make a, some of them make a very good living at it. There are the favored YouTubers. One of the favored YouTubers is a young man named Logan Paul, who at 22 years of age has quite an impressive bank account just from YouTube alone. He gets all kinds of endorsement deals, product placement deals, and all kinds of other things. The problem with Logan is that Logan is young. And in the interesting, and I'm not going to slam him for it because I'm not sure I wouldn't do it either, but his parents, who are separated, they also have a YouTube channel, and his father calls himself Vlog Dad, and his mother calls herself Vlog Mom. And between them, they have Logan Paul and Jake Paul, who are, they have, Logan has 15 million, and Jake has 13 million subscribers, respectfully, each. That's gigantic. Logan, and there's a reason I'm bringing this up. Now, here in YouTube, if I get out here and I start talking about shooting somebody in the face with a gun, that video may get a community strike. Or if I just come up, you know, if the anti-gunners become aware of my YouTube channel a little bit more, I may just, they just may camp out until they get into strikes and take me down. One day there will be something other than YouTube for us to go to, but right now it is YouTube. But if you are one of the chosen, which primarily consists of a bunch of kids out in California, if you're one of the chosen, well, you can do no wrong. So Logan went to the suicide forest at the base of Mount Fuji in Japan. He was going in there to spend the night in the suicide forest. He took all the camping stuff because Logan's demographic is Nickelodeon age kids. Okay? But wherever he goes, children just are just, they're coming at him. They're just coming at him. But he decided he wanted to do some adulting, so he, as he calls it, so he decided to go to the suicide forest. Then they got off the trail on the suicide forest, and then, I don't know what the odds are of running into something like this. I would imagine they're not that low. They found somebody who had killed himself. He had hung himself. And he was still new. He was a newly deceased. Now, Logan Paul, 22-year-old Logan Paul, who has been in, he was first in Vine, and, I mean, he went to college. He quit college, but he was in college for a little while. He graduated from high school and everything else. But he's 22 years old. He's a millionaire. He owns his own house. It's a 7-8-figure house. He buys things and destroys them that you and I would, you know, in a lot of cases, they equals a year of somebody's salary. He doesn't have a whole lot of respect for anything. He calls himself a savage. He vlogged with the dead body. Which is not to say that he did anything physically with the dead body. He stood beside the dead body, zoomed in on the dead body, talked about the color of the hands on the corpse, and some other things. And then he published it to YouTube. Now, for all of the worldliness of somebody living in L.A., and these kids get exposed to an awful lot of stuff. They're not exposed to a lot of reality, though. And he was obviously shaken a little bit. They went back to the parking lot for the park, because it's a national park in Japan, and broke open a bottle of sake and started drinking sake because that's all they had to drink. And he was laughing a lot. He was giggling a lot. And but he published it on YouTube. YouTube let it go. They let it fly. They pixelate Logan Paul. Now, listen, this is not something he did accidentally. Some of these guys on YouTube, and I mean, when I shoot a YouTube video, it's not me just sitting in front of a camera and then throwing it up there. I edit it, and I put a little music with it, and I try to make it look semi as slick as I can. And so there was a little bit of thought that went to it. There was some sad music that went into it. Then the backlash started, and that video got 6 million views before Logan Paul pulled it down. And then he did an apology. where he, for 2 minutes, he's staring at a camera without blinking. I don't think I can look at anything without blinking for 2 minutes. But here's the thing. Do you know what your kids are doing? Do you know what they're watching? What they're listening to? What they're seeing? Because a lot of the low gang, as he calls them, they don't think he did anything wrong. And what he did, he thought he was spotlighting the tragedy of suicide, and in my estimation, he was exploiting it. He said he didn't do it to get the views. That's how you measure a YouTube video. How many views does it get? I have never had a video. The most views I've ever had on one video is approaching 120,000, and that's with my Ted Nugent video, which has been up for 2 years now. So, I mean, that one video got more views than I've ever gotten combined in 3 years. So, but he says he didn't do it for views. But we got to, this is a bad symptom of the culture where there are no boundaries anymore to anything like taste, to respect, to having any common sense, even if you would. There's just none of that anymore. And we've got to do something about that. Now, interestingly enough, with YouTube, they let that video go on their trending page, which getting on the trending page means it's going to get seen more. And it was on the trending page until Logan Paul pulled it down. And then when he pulled it down, then some other people had seen it and they republished it. And they got strikes for graphic content. So, is YouTube a stacked deck? Yeah, absolutely it is. It's a stacked deck. At the same time, I expect it to be a stacked deck. I'm not looking to make any money off of YouTube, so it doesn't bother me that this goes on. But it is a stacked deck without a doubt. But if your kids are watching it, go take a look at who they're subscribed to. And then go look at some of their videos. You might be surprised at some of the things they're watching. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Yeah. Depeche Mode, yo. Do Democrats understand what passwords are for? Because yet another one has been caught spilling passwords to hackers, which seems to be quite a pattern for the leftists. When I was in the military, we had something called a CEOI. Communications, Electronics, and Organization Instructions. And the CEOI was the call signs, the challenges, and the authentications that we would use from day to day for everybody. And we had these because of deceptions that were portrayed upon us during the North Korean War, during the Korean War, because the Koreans were very good at mimicking an American sounding voice. So they would send out a radio call saying, bomb this hilltop, and we'd be bombing our own hilltop. So now you have to challenge and authenticate for something like that. If you lose a page, and these are little booklets, if you lose a page out of a CEOI, you're going to jail. That is, and I mean, this is in peacetime. You're at the very least going to get your security clearance yanked. And you're probably going to go from being a comsec specialist to a clerk or a cook. But coming from the Daily News Caller Foundation, Huma Abedin forwarded sensitive State Department emails, including passwords to government systems, to her personal Yahoo, and I'm saying that that way on purpose, Yahoo email account before every single Yahoo email account was hacked. Abedin, the top aide to former Secretary of State Pantsuit Clinton, used her insecure personal email provider to conduct sensitive work. So this guarantees that an account with a high-level correspondence in Clinton's State Department was impacted by one or more of a series of breaches, at least one of which was perpetrated by a state-sponsored actor. The U.S. later charged Russian intelligence agent Igor Shushkin with hacking 500 million Yahoo email accounts. Why do, you know, I... Do you think the Russians look at this and say, you know, we don't need spies. Just go after the Democrats' emails, and try the... When you're trying to hack them, try password as the password. Russian intelligence services probably just kicked back and relaxed after that one fell into their laps. This is not the first time the Democrats have been caught failing to protect sensitive passwords. They've been quite lax. And they've been so lax that they don't even protect it themselves. Like John Podesta, the lizard-like Democratic operative and chairman of the Hillary Clinton campaign for president, found out because his password for his email account was password. And that was also breached by Russian hackers, and then its contents were leaked out all over the place by WikiLeaks. Now, Hillary Clinton, of course, blamed that breach on Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. Elsewhere, it's known as helping oneself to the low-hanging fruit. Then there's the case of Samantha Power, then the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. She either spent all of her time questionably unmasking Americans caught up in intelligence dragnet surveillances during her tenure there, based on records showing the number of them made in her name, or her password was acquired by somebody else. Power does claim the latter, and she may be telling the truth, but it opens the question as to why she, too, never got around to protecting her password. Did she hand it over to someone on Team Obama? Did she fail to protect it from the campaign operatives? Now, we still haven't heard, but we trust that the House and the Senate Intelligence Committees are on it. But it all points to a very, very fundamental underlying problem with the Democrats. One, rules don't apply to them. Two, affairs of the state are personal affairs and thus easy to forward to personal emails. Three, the only enemies of America he has are Republicans. Everyone else out there is uni-world. Four, they don't believe in personal responsibility. Even when they are the government, they think that's the government's job. Five, for all their claims to being in touch with high tech and reality, they're morons. Absolute morons. Six, they don't do their jobs very well and they expect they won't be held accountable. Can Democrats be trusted with sensitive information when they can't safeguard it, when they won't safeguard it? If you're voting, you really need to think about that. Now, let's see, how would we put this? There are different levels of security. I had a clearance called Special Compartmentalized Instructions. And then there's SAP, which is a special access protocol or privilege or something. I can't remember what it was. SAP is higher than SCI. SAP is the kind of information that the Jason Bourne operations were, you know, Blackbriar and Treadstone, they were all SAP. You know, I've never met anybody that had a SAP clearance. I've heard of SAP, but I've never met anybody that had a SAP clearance. So, excuse me, I'm congested yet again. In the State Department, you have SAP material. You have SAP level, you have SAP level traffic being moved around all the time. So, that tells you, right, if Huma Abedin was, and some of the, here's some of the reasons I've heard that Huma Abedin had these emails on her server in the first place. She had them on her server in the first place because she might have needed to print them out. There you go. Let's not only have them out there electronically, let's also have them running around in hard copy too. What's wrong with that? Why nothing, you might say. So, in a lot of cases, I mean, in all honesty, Hillary Clinton right now should be, at the very least, be charged with espionage. I don't know if there's such a thing as unwitting espionage, but it is clearly evident. And you can get programs. I mean, like with my MacBook Pro, I like to use passwords that I can remember. The MacBook Pro will assign one and remember it for you, but it'll come up with a doozy. And, you know, the problem becomes when you're not at your computer, if you have to do something that's cloud-based or something. Signing in there means that you have to, I don't know. I don't know how it's... With all these staff members and everything, you would think they'd have somebody they would assign the keeping of the passwords. But whatever it is, the Democrats, they're idiotic. Absolutely idiotic. And, well, it seems like it's an epidemic as well. But the rules don't apply to them. But that's fine. They're in their own little apocalypse this way right now anyway. I'm good with it. the Democrats. I wonder if they stay up late at night and cry themselves to sleep. I don't know. I wonder if the Frito-Cons do as well. That I don't know either. Enough of that music on my own. I'll tell you what, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Faith No More. The left is distinctly unhappy with the limits on the deductibility of state and local taxes contained in the new tax law. The $10,000 cap on local deductions means that many of the rich will have to pay more taxes. And I say that with, you know, quotation marks, the rich. That confuses me because I thought the left hated the rich. I thought the left loved higher taxes because that's what needed to fund essential government services. I thought the left didn't mind if people in blue states paid higher taxes than people in red states because the hallmark of a progressive tax system is one where some people pay vastly more than others without getting any increase in benefits. There's another part to this, though. The reason that New York, for example, is very upset about this tax, this new tax reform, is that no longer will you be subsidizing the people of New York. Because what they used to do, they were being taxed at a very high rate by the state of New York. And then they, you know, you could write that off on your federal taxes. Now you can't do that. So now the people of the state of New York, for example, will go to the politicians of the state of New York and say, hey, this deduction that had nothing to do with these taxes in the first place is gone. Why are we having to pay you so much in taxes? That's one reason that the left is up in arms about it, because they're about to have to start answering questions from the ones that have made them the powerful, well, at least in their locale. The left doesn't like it, and when they don't like a federal law, they declare themselves immune to it. So now they've cooked up a way to become states that are sanctuaries, not only from immigration officials, but also from federal income taxes. Kirk Stark, doesn't that sound like a superhero alter ego? He's a law professor at the University of California, Los Angeles. He suggested that states encourage residents to donate money to their state governments, then let the government credit those donations against their state income taxes. These donations would qualify as charitable donations, which are still fully deductible on federal taxes. Kevin De Leon, a Democrat who is President Pro Tem of the California Senate, has announced plans to introduce legislation aimed at reducing the impact of the tax law. Mr. De Leon and the other legislators concede that they're trying to game the system, but they argue the Congress has left them little choice. But they have no choice. No choice at all, except cutting and spending, or except to cut spending and local taxes. which they're not going to do. They can't do it now. This is like getting out there and having, I don't know. Think of a sickness, an obsession, and telling someone they can't do it anymore. After all this time, after they've been told, well, you know, don't worry, you'll have this. When you kick that kickstand out from under them, well, if they put their head in a noose, what's going to happen? So under this new plan, people who have state and local taxes in excess of $10,000 would donate that excess, wink, wink, to their local governments out of the goodness of their hearts, and such donations would not be taxable since it would be involuntarily charitable. I like this idea because it is entirely consistent with the Democratic philosophy. The words charitable donation mean whatever the Democrats need for them to mean. No more, no less. Just like the words immigrant and man and woman and is mean whatever they need for them to mean at the time they say them. But I wonder if opening the door on this issue will lead to unintended consequences. Conservative states might legislate in the same way to offer shelter from federal taxes for their own citizens. Dig, if you will, a picture of a state like Texas passing a law allowing people to make charitable donations to restaurants in return for a charity dinner, or a charitable donation to a car dealership in return for a symbolic appreciation car, or a charitable donation to a gun seller who gives the donor a lifetime achievement award in the form of an AR-15. States could legislate that these charity donations, just as the donations to local governments in blue states, are, and thus, not subject to federal taxation. People would flock to conservative states because out of the goodness of their hearts, they want to do more for charity and less for the federal government. I happen to think that's a smoking hot idea. Can you imagine the chutzpah of these guys? Because what it boils down to is, for a long time, in California, in New York State, in a lot of these states, the taxes there are mountainous. But you've been able to write those off. You know, you've been able to deduct that from your federal return, so you get some relief from it. That's not going to be there anymore. This is a stroke. This is a moment in history where we're looking at sheer genius in play. Because what Trump has done, and if he meant to do it this way, all of these people that say he doesn't have a lot of political savvy, you guys can kiss my fourth point of contact. If he did this on purpose this way, what he's done is he has essentially undermined the hold they have in their states and in their districts. Because the Democrats were out there the whole time this was going on. The Democrats could have gotten in there and said, we want to negotiate with you. We should be doing this, and you'll get our support if we get this, and you know that. They didn't want to do that, though. They wanted to get out there and say, well, the president said he was going to do it, and, you know, we don't like him, so we're going to resist it all, you know. We're not going to, no, huh? No, no, no. So they weren't sitting there at the table when it happened. It was Obamacare all over again, except this time it was tax reform. And the Democrats, they couldn't very well run around, you know, what's the position going to be? No, you shouldn't be able to keep more of your money. Oh, you can't. Oh, so the taxes that we've been taxing you, you don't get to write off anymore, and now you want to kill us. Make sure the car out back's full of gas. Pack all my stuff. That's what they're facing. So, and getting out there and saying, listen, the money, like if you have $5,000 that you can't write off now, donate $5,000 to us and we'll, you know, show it as a charitable donation. And how are they going to do that? How do you donate to the government? Is the government a 501c? And if they're a 501c, I don't know how this works. I'll confess to you. I'm just, I'm just sort of riffing on that one. If it were a 501c, though, you there's certain rules about what you can and can't do politically. It'd be, I know they're not a 501c. They're whatever they want themselves to be. But I can sit here and muse and giggle about it. It's my treasure. And the left, let's just set the table just off of this hour for what the left has got going on. Right now in the left, the apocalypse didn't happen that they said was going to happen. Every time he turned around, no matter what it was, if Trump was putting his cufflinks on, it was an apocalypse. We have such moral decay because of the way, and see, right now the left is they are assigning Logan Paul to the right. They're making out like he's an alt-right fellow, and he, you know, no, he isn't. But now it's fashionable and somewhat voguish to pose for your videos with dead people. they're not responsible for anything, even if it means giving up all of America's classified information. And now that they have had the light has been flipped on, you know, sometimes the cockroaches can't get under enough stuff in time to not be seen. And now that they're seen scurrying around in the lighted, in the newly lit room, their solution for this, their answer to all of this, for me and for you, if we live in one of these affected states, is just donate the difference. And we'll give you the tax break for that. But you end up, still, the net result is you're having more money go out of your pocket. Why would you do that? And how do they defend their position? Well, of course, you pay more in taxes. Well, because you voted for us? That's the answer. That's the only answer they have. Oh, well. I crack myself up sometimes. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.